hello, everyone, and welcome again to the D Group Leader podcast. This is episode 3, and we are going to be continuing in looking at sort of this broad overview of what we're trying to do with our D Groups. Today, we're going to be looking at the idea of spreading the gospel, that one of the main goals of our group should be about the spread of the gospel. And we see that this is actually a very biblical concept. I want to go back to Colossians chapter 1. In Colossians chapter 1, this is where we started last week, really looking at the idea that the really gospel-centered teaching should be one of the hallmarks of what our D groups are about. But we also see the idea of spreading the gospel. So this is Colossians 1, starting at verse 3. It says, "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing. So it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit." And so what we see here in a number of different ways is the idea that the gospel is spreading and bearing fruit, and it was done so in this church of the Colossians. It was done so by a guy named Epaphras, someone who came to them, shared the gospel with them, and spread it to their community. This is something that is all over the New Testament, the idea that the gospel is spreading and increasing and advancing. And we see a number of times, especially in Paul's letters, where he commends people. And these aren't pastors. These are normal people, everyday people, men and women who are spreading the gospel. I love the way that the book of Colossians ends. Verses 7 through 17. If you have a chance, go back and look at that. You can see how this is chapter 4, verses 7 through 17, where he goes through a whole list of people who have been partners with him in the gospel. They are working alongside Paul for the spread of the gospel. Well, what does this mean for us? Really what this means is that as Christians, we all have a responsibility to spread the gospel. We all have the responsibility of telling other people about the good news of Jesus Christ. And this actually impacts the way we're going to lead our D groups, because what we want to do is actually help our D group members to understand that this is their responsibility as well, that this is part of what God is calling us to do. So what I want to do here is just give you four key things that you can do to help your D group to grow in this area of ministry. Okay, so here's the first one. The first is that your D group members need to know the gospel. Your D group members need to know the gospel. We can't expect them to go and preach the gospel if they've never heard it. Now, this sounds kind of obvious, but at the same time, you know what? Sometimes our people don't know what the gospel is. Sometimes we get the gospel confused with obedience. We get the gospel confused with our own good works and things like that. But that's not the gospel. The gospel is really found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. And if you ever want to know what the gospel is, well, Paul, he wrote it down for us. It's that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to a number of people. And he lists off a number of those people, to the disciples and to hundreds of others. And what he says in there is that most of those people are still alive when he wrote that. So this is all really encouraging the people who are reading this to say, hey, go talk to them. Go talk to them. This is true. Go look at the scriptures. This is true. He's giving evidence for what God has done. Your D group members need to know this gospel, and they need to know how it connects to everyday life. They really need to know how it connects them to really to shaping their worldview, like we talked about last week, how it helps them to make decisions, something we're going to talk about in the near future here. We need to help them to know the gospel so well that it's ingrained in them and helps them in every way in their life. So a couple ways to do that. Number one, make sure you get to the gospel every week in your messages, in your teaching. Make sure you're getting to the gospel. Preach the gospel to them every week. If they don't know what the gospel is, maybe just ask them, do you know what the gospel is? And if they don't, go to 1 Corinthians 15. Go back there and read through it and talk about the implications of the gospel message in their own life. I really want to encourage you too. I know I've shared this with you before, but I've got this great PDF from Tim Keller called The Centrality of the Gospel. And I'll make sure that I put that up for you guys to take a look at. And if you're listening from outside the church, you can get that off of Tim Keller's website. Basically what it is it's a short PDF that talks about how the gospel shapes the way that we live every single day. And I really want to encourage you, if you haven't read that, read it. Check it out, and it's going to help to frame the way that you talk about the gospel with your group. So make sure your D group members know what the gospel is. The second one is that your D group members need to know that they are supposed to spread the gospel, that this is actually part of what they're called to do. I think that oftentimes it's assumed that this is the work of pastors or elders or deacons or something like that. Or even our D group members may think that that's the role of D group leaders, that they're the ones that are supposed to be doing that. The truth is that this is the work of every Christian. We are all called to spread the gospel. I want to draw your attention to Ephesians chapter 4, which explains this so clearly. Because look at how the Apostle Paul writes this. He says, and he, talking about Christ gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, which are pastors, and teachers, okay, these are these five offices in the church. He gave these five offices, verse 12, to equip the saints, in other words, the Christians, the regular, ordinary Christians, for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. These five offices are really not the ones that are supposed to be doing the work of ministry. It's the Christians that are supposed to be doing it. And the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists, all of these people are supposed to be equipping Christians for this great work that we are called to. Okay? So this is the model that Christ has set forth for us. It's in Scripture. Christians, all Christians have the responsibility of spreading the gospel to the nations. Okay? So your D group members need to understand this. They need to get this vision in their mind of like, wait a second, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay, well, if that's the case, Where should I start? Well, number three, we need to help our D group members identify some key people in their life that they're to pray for and share the gospel with. And this is huge. You know what? We don't have to start with starting a nonprofit and going across seas and doing all these crazy things. We don't have to start that way. In fact, I think that the model that's set up for us is actually that we're supposed to just be people who influence the people around us. First and foremost is going to be our families, right? We have our first ministry is always to our family. If we're married, it's to our spouse. If we have children, it's to our children. We're supposed to be doing that first and foremost. We also have coworkers. We have neighbors. We have people that we meet on the bus to work, on the subway. We have people that we are going to interact with, you know, whenever we go out to eat or we talk to people. We are human beings and we interact with people. And those are the people that we are supposed to be intentionally working towards sharing the gospel with. So the goal here is that we want to help our group members to see that this isn't as big of a deal as we think it is, but that it's or as challenging as we think it is, but that this is something that everybody is supposed to be doing and just with the people that we're already in relationship with. And so be intentional and be prayerful. Be praying for the people that we're going to be sharing the gospel with. The last thing that we need to help our D group members with is to learn how to turn our conversations to the gospel. Sometimes this is not an easy thing to do, but really they need to learn how to do this. They need to learn how to have the gospel at the forefront of their minds and be able to talk about the gospel whenever it seems appropriate and whenever it seems like the Spirit is leading. There's a passage in Acts chapter 4, starting at verse 18. I love this passage. I love it because we see the passion that Peter and John and the disciples had for the gospel and the spread of the gospel. They're on trial in front of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish leaders in the first century, and they're on trial just for preaching the gospel. And this is their defense. It says, so they called them and charged them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge. For we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard. These are men who have been so radically transformed by the gospel that they can't help but talk about it. They can't stop talking about it. People, this is what we want. This is what we want for our church. We want men and women who have been so transformed by the gospel that they can't not talk about it. And so church, we have to help our D group members to really get there. Model this in your group, okay? So steer the conversation to the gospel as you are leading your D group studies. Steer the conversation to the gospel in your conversations with them. Do a study on sharing the gospel. We have a number of studies that can help you and your group with this. And then practice this with one another. Make this a part of who you are so that it makes it a part of who they are as well. And be intentional about teaching this to your group members. Well, the next step in all of this is really to see how the gospel can help to shape our decision-making every single day. And we're going to look at this next time on the D Group Leader podcast.